Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There was a time when school kids only needed books, writing material and their lunch when going to and from school. Nowadays, increasingly, schools want everything to be digitized, as well as keeping kids away from social media during school hours. My next guest provides laptops to schools with strong firewalls to prevent them from being used for anything other than academic purposes. He also provides something called a learning wallet for holistic training tools for students. His name is Ian Cochran, and he runs Olive for Education. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Not so bad. Tell us briefly about the laptops.
Yeah, well, the laptops is part of it. We're a one-to-one provider for the education system, which basically means one-to-one is one device for each student within a school ecosystem. And that's just part one part of our business. Is actually a very small part, but it's a very key part to drive what happens.
And how do you strip out social media? How do you prevent them from reconfiguring the laptop?
We lock them down. They're a managed device, completely locked down. So they've no control about what they can use it for, what time the camera goes on and off at, and what if they can look at Netflix, not allowed, TikTok's not allowed, etc. So it's just basically a school device or work device.
Okay. And what else do you do on these laptops?
One of the things we have is a learning wallet. Our learning wallet is basically a whole school solution that is designed to support digital learning, life skills and well-being for teaching and learning. It's customised to the Irish education system. And it sits on the laptop or off the laptop. The kids can use it on an alternative device within the school or at home. One of the products we have is Tutorials 365. Tutorials 365 allows kids to learn in another way. There's 2,400 bite-sized videos of the entire curriculum for the Leaving Cert and the key subjects in the junior cycle.
Where do you get the videos from?
The videos are made by Irish teachers.
Right.
And they're uploaded onto the platforms like a Netflix style.
And do you pay the teachers or does the Department of Education pay?
No, we pay the teachers to design the curriculum around the Irish curriculum.
Wow, right. Yeah. So that's a fair investment.
Yeah, we've got built-in quizzes, assessment, training, feedback for parents. So if they want to see how their kids progressing. One of the main things about Tutorials 365 is I've got dyslexia. One of the things that's great for learning is that the ability to be able to rewatch those videos, to pause them, to it really presents the ability to do a flipped classroom. So kids can learn at their own pace at any time. And if they're stuck, they can go back and rewatch those videos constantly. And there's accessibility features within them as well. Then another product we do, which really brings creativity to the classroom, is FidAI Pro. That's basically an AI assistant. That's a safe AI assistant that basically allows kids to write an essay or an ingredients for home economics or text, and it brings to life in video what that means. Now, what does that mean for a kid? It means they can show a bit of creativity of what type of video they create. It will help them with their CBAs, which is their ongoing assessment within the schools. And it's another way for them to articulate how they've learned something in the classroom and to showcase what they're doing. One of the key features, I think, and a great product we have is Life Skills, which, again, it's not just about the laptop. Life Skills is basically the ability for kids to go and get some real life experience about doing a podcast, building a CV, health and safety, being a barista.
Is this during the transition year or when?
No, so you can do this. For me, it's all year round. The tutorials is every single year. FidAI Pro would be every single year I could use it. Life Skills is really particularly focused. It would be a great TY program for schools because it's self-paced and they get something out of it, i.e. they can learn how to be a barista, do some health and safety confident courses. They can also learn how to lift weights properly in the gym. So there's like thousands of videos there as well on that.
Where are you getting these devices from? Where are you getting all this code from?
So we own a tech company, the Olive Group, or part of a bigger group. They have created all these products, the platforms, I suppose. And we've just taken those platforms from the learnings I had working with schools over the last 13 years when I worked for Microsoft Ireland. I was very focused in education. And I found the gaps that I felt that were there for some of these providers that were selling into education, the gap was they were just selling a solution like a laptop, but they weren't bringing any more value to that laptop. And I think that's what I've tried to do into the marketplace and bring that value.
And are laptops obligatory now in secondary schools?
No. Do you know what? There's 756 secondary schools in Ireland. Around a third of them are one-to-one, which means every kid has a device. It's a huge gap because they're trying to bring
it
out.
And is the government trying to bring it up to 756?
The ICT grant that they will say is that it doesn't do that job properly, no, because
it's not enough money.
If we brought two principals in here, they'd tell you the ICT grant just about keeps the lights on for them within the school. So the government definitely needs to do a little bit more. Unfortunately, the one-to-one program, like a lot of things, sometimes gets dropped onto the parents. We support that mechanism by offering it.
But
on
you get paid by the parents rather than
we
the school.
We get paid. Well, some schools will pay us for trolley loads of devices and for the Olive wallet itself. Outside of that, it is a ability for parents to go on and pay. We have tried to make that as easy as possible for parents.
And how much is it?
It starts off at around $16.99 per month for everything for a parent if they were to buy it themselves.
That includes the laptop?
That would include the laptops. That's the entry level, all the way up to 20 odd euro, depending on what the school. It's the school that actually picks out what the parent or what's going to be used, I suppose.
And the parents just cut the check.
Yeah, and the parents just cut the check, unfortunately. But we've tried to make that as simple as process for the parents by giving them multiple ways to pay. So that's a really good
solution.
Rather
than one giant lump sum.
One giant lump sum. So there's lots of ways to pay, which is great.
Okay, Ian, best of luck with it. That is Ian Cochran there from Olive for Education.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.